First, as you say, this is really a very unfortunate incident, taking young girls, robbing their future, and also the agony that this presents to the families and the nation of Nigeria and the humanity as a whole is indeed beyond description. As African Union, we have, of course, condemned it, and we have said that we'll work with the government of Nigeria to do everything possible to help Nigeria recover the girls. But that is for the immediate, and that is for this particular incident. This is precisely what we've been talking about, that terrorism, which also combines with human trafficking, drug trafficking, and other ills, are indeed on the rise in Africa, and they are a cause of, challenges to peace and security. And so, as a continent, we need to network, to work together. But of course, as you know, this is beyond Africa as such, because these networks are very well organized across borders, but also internationally connected, because how do they manage? If you noticed, the Boko Haram leader was speaking, standing in front of a tanker. Now, where does he get that kind of money to buy the tanker? It is because of the connections globally. And so it's important that peace and security now is not only taken at individual level, at community level, at national level, but at regional and international level.
What is the cooperation from the international community working in collaboration with the African Union to address some of these challenges of peace and security on the continent, especially with the sharp rise in terrorism following the abduction of the girls, which is an indicator of a sudden rise in terrorism in Africa?
First and foremost is to share information. And also, whenever we get to know the systems or networks that they use, either in sending funds, we should take action. And we should also work together, because most of this work cross borders for us to be able to fight it and be determined to root it out. And that, of course, would also require that not only sharing intelligence, but also supporting each other logistically and all other avenues. But also, if we arrest them, we should be able to cooperate with each other so that we fight this scourge back as much as we can.
So, Honorable Mwencha, what has been the hiccup? Because there has been cooperation with some of these Western countries and the international community to try to resolve some of these challenges on the continent. Why hasn't there been intelligence sharing and cooperation to nip this in the bud?
I think the first thing we should note here is that this is a new phenomenon. And the second aspect that when you are looking at asymmetric war, there is no face to it. So you are dealing with a network that knows each other, but you don't know them. And so you cannot say there is unwillingness on the part of international community, but it's just in the nature of the war itself. But all said and done, there is now clear understanding and agreement that if you look at all forums that we've had discussions with the European Union, we've had just one with the China and many other partners. We are now agreeing that let us fight this together. And I think that mobilization, facing even on the momentum of this kind of heinous crime that has been committed by these terrorists on these young girls, I think the momentum is on the pickup. But as I said earlier on, it is asymmetric wars is always difficult to fight.
So, Honorable Mwencha, last but not the least, what have you seen as the cooperation, intelligence sharing, and military cooperation between continental member states, especially where terrorism is growing in East Africa, West Africa, the Sahel region, to ensure that member countries cooperate to crush this new phenomenon?
There is a growing and a robust system of cooperation among the member states at a regional level, and this is also taking root at continental level. Of course, this requires very sophisticated networks that can be able to counter the activities of the terrorists. And of course, that's why the international community comes in, because obviously, if you think of say, the movement of these 207 girls, somebody can be able to see it on satellite, how they are moving, how they moved and all that. But we don't have that capability. And so international terrorism, some of them, they are using ships because they are using drugs and all this. They are walking in deserts. But they are also using formal systems like banks and telephones and all these communications, which requires that we all work together in sharing intelligence, but also bringing technology to fight it, because there is a technological aspect that is very sophisticated that we need to